AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Former President Donald Trump calls it a big win for the Constitution and democracy. President Biden's campaign says today's Supreme Court immunity ruling doesn't change the facts about the events of January 6th. The justices ruled for the first time former presidents have broad immunity from prosecution. The AP's Mark Sherman reports the ruling is immunity is possible for acts in office.
But in the case of former President Donald Trump, it is leaving to a lower court to decide whether he can be prosecuted on charges he conspired to overturn the 2020 election. The outcome makes it unlikely that a trial could be held before the November election.
Former law professor and now Tennessee District Attorney Steve Mulroy says some charges will be tossed.
Like the counts having to do with the president talking to the attorney general or the vice president, which are clearly exercises of his official presidential authority.
Three of the justices who voted in favor of the ruling were appointed by Trump. House Republicans are trying again to get the audio recording of President Biden's interview with the special counsel in his classified documents case. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Republicans had subpoenaed Attorney General Merrick Garland and held him in contempt of Congress for not releasing the audio.
I will not be intimidated.
Now they've sued him, asking a court to enforce the subpoena and reject White House claims of executive privilege. It's uncertain how the suit will play out. Courts have not said much about executive privilege, making clear they want the White House and Congress to resolve things on their own when possible. But the Supreme Court did step in during the Watergate era, unanimously ruling President Nixon had to turn over Oval Office recordings. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Israeli army is ordering the mass evacuation in Gaza of Palestinians from the eastern half of Khan Yunis. This is AP News. A jury in Massachusetts says it's deadlocked in the case against a woman accused of deliberately striking her police officer boyfriend with an SUV, leaving him to die.
This is the second time the jury deliberating the fate of Karen Reed has told the judge it can't agree on a verdict in the second-degree murder trial. The panel's been sent back to further deliberate, despite saying there are deep divisions. The 44-year-old Reed, an equity analyst, is accused of being drunk in January 2022 and intentionally backing up to hit her boyfriend, Boston Police Officer John O'Keefe. Prosecutors say there's physical evidence linking Reed to the crime in Canton, Massachusetts. But the defense has pointed to O'Keefe's colleagues gathered at a detective's home, suggesting one of them killed him and has framed the girlfriend. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.